Hello, everybody, and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast from Israel. My name is Sophia, and I will be your reader today. Today is Tuesday, the 4th of May, which is the 22nd of Iyar on the Hebrew calendar, and day 37 of the counting of the Omer. On Today in History, we can read that the commandment of Sabbath is given, tradition from Exodus 16:23 through 29. Quote, "This is what the Lord commanded. Tomorrow is to be a day of rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. So bake what you want to bake and boil what you want to boil. Save whatever is left and keep it until morning." This week's Torah portion is called Behal B'chukotai, which means on the mountain and in my statutes. Today's Aliyah from the Torah is Leviticus 25, verse 29 through 38. Before we start the reading, we're going to bless the Lord and thank Him for His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples, through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. If a man sells a house in a walled city, then he may redeem it within a whole year after it has been sold. For a full year he has the right of redemption. But if it is not redeemed within the space of a full year, then the house that is in the walled city will belong permanently to the one who bought it throughout his generations. It will not be released in the Jubilee. But the houses of the villages that have no wall around them are to be considered as open country. They have redemption rights and are to be released in the Jubilee. But as for the towns of the Levites may have a permanent right of redemption for the houses in the towns of their possession. The Levites may redeem a house sold in the town of its possession. Also, it should be released in the Jubilee, for the houses of the Levitical towns are their possession among Bnei Israel. But the fields in the pasture lands of their cities may not be sold, for it is their permanent possession. If your brother has become poor, and his hand cannot support himself among you, then you are to uphold him. He may live with you like an outsider or a temporary resident. Take no excessive interest from him, but fear your God, so that your brother can live with you. You are not to lend him your money at interest, nor give him your food for profit. I am the Lord your God, who brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, to give you the land of Canaan, and to be your God. That was Leviticus 25, verse 29 through 38. Our portion from the prophets is Jeremiah chapter 6. Flee for refuge, children of Benjamin, from the midst of Jerusalem. Blow the shofar in Tekoa, and raise a signal in Beit Kerem. For disaster looms from the north, even terrible destruction. The lovely, delicate daughter of Zion I will cut off. Shepherds with their flocks are coming against her. All around her they pitch their tents, each pasturing in his own place. Prepare for war against her. Rise up. Let's attack at noon. Oy for us, for day is fading. Evening shadows are lengthening. Rise up. Let's attack at night and destroy her palaces. For thus says the Lord of hosts, chop down her trees, raise a siege ramp at Jerusalem. This city must be punished. In her midst is only oppression. As a well gushes out its waters, so she pours out her wickedness. Violence and havoc are heard in her, sickness and wounds ever before me. Be warned, O Jerusalem, lest I abandon you, lest I make you desolate, an uninhabited land. Thus says the Lord of hosts, glean the remnant of Israel thoroughly as a vine. Pass your hand over the branches once more, like a grape gatherer. To whom can I speak and warn so that they would hear? See, their ears are uncircumcised, unable to hear. The word of the Lord has become scorn to them. They have no delight in it. So I am full of the wrath of the Lord. I am weary of holding it in. Pour it out on a child in the street, on young men gathered together. For husband will be taken with wife, the aged with the very old. Their homes will be turned over to others, together with their fields and their wives. For I will stretch out my hand on the inhabitants of the land. It is a declaration of the Lord. For from the least to the greatest, all of them are greedy for gain, and from prophet even to Kohen, everyone practices deceit. They heal the wound of my people superficially, saying shalom, shalom, when there is no shalom. Were they ashamed when they committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed. They did not know how to blush. Therefore they shall fall among those who fall. At the time that I punish them, they shall be overthrown, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, stand in the roads and look. Ask for the ancient paths, where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we won't walk in it. So I set watchmen over you, saying, listen to the sound of the shofar. But they said, we won't listen. Therefore hear, O nations, and observe, O congregation, what is against them. Hear, O earth, see, I will bring disaster on this people, fruit of their schemes, for they did not listen to my words, and rejected my Torah. Of what use to me is frankincense coming from Sheba, or sweet cane from a distant country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor are your sacrifices pleasing to me. Therefore thus says the Lord, look, I am laying before this people stumbling blocks, and against them they will stumble. Fathers and the sons together, a neighbor and his friend, and they will perish. Thus says the Lord, look, a people coming from a northern land, a great nation roused from the ends of the earth. They are armed with bow and spear, cruel and with no compassion. They sound like the roaring sea as they ride on horses, as men in battle formation, against you, daughter of Zion. We have heard of their fame. Our hands hang limp. Anguish has gripped us, pain like a woman in labor. Don't go out into the field or walk on the road. Since the enemy has a sword, there's terror on every side. Daughter of my people, put on sackcloth and roll in ashes. Mourn, as for an only son, with bitter lamentation. For suddenly the destroyer will come on us. I have made you a metal tester among my people, so you may observe and test their way. They are all stubborn rebels, spreading slander. They are bronze and iron. All of them are corrupt. The bellows blow fiercely, blasting away the lead with fire. Their refining is completely in vain, for the wicked are not drawn off. They are called cast off silver, for the Lord has cast them off. That was Jeremiah chapter 6. Our portion from the writings is Job chapter 27. And Job took up his discourse again, saying, as God lives, who has deprived me of justice, Shaddai, who has made my soul bitter, as long as my breath is still in me, the Ruach of God in my nostrils, my lips will speak no injustice, nor will my tongue mutter deceit. Far be it from me to say that you are just. Until I die, I will not set aside my integrity. I will maintain my righteousness and not let it go. My conscience will not reproach me for any of my days. May my enemy be like the wicked, my enemy like the unrighteous. For what hope has the godless when he is cut off, when God takes his soul? Will God hear his cry when trouble comes upon him? Will he delight in Shaddai? Will he call upon God at all times? I will teach you about the hand of God. I will not conceal the ways of Shaddai. Look, you have all seen this yourselves. Why then this meaningless talk? This is the portion of a wicked man with God, the inheritance that ruthless men receive from Shaddai. If his children increase, it is for the sword. His offspring will never have enough to eat. Those who survive him will be buried by the plague, and their widows will not weep. Though he piles up silver like dust and clothing like heaps of mortar, what he lays up, the righteous will wear, and the upright will divide the silver. The house he built is like a moth's cocoon, like a hut made for a watchman. He lies down wealthy, but will gather no more. When he opens his eyes, all is gone. Terrors overtake him like a flood. A storm sweeps him away at night. The east wind picks him up and he is gone. It sweeps him out of his place. It hurls itself at him without pity as he flees headlong from its hand. It claps its hands at him in derision and hisses him out of his place. That was Job chapter 27. Our next and last scripture for Tuesday's readings is Romans chapter 7. Or do you not know, brothers and sisters, for I speak to those who know law, that the law is master over a person as long as he lives? For the married woman is bound by law to her husband while he lives, but if the husband dies, she is released from the law concerning the husband. So then, if she is joined to another man while her husband is living, she will be called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is free from the law. So she is not an adulteress, though she is joined to another man. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you also were made dead to the Torah through the body of Messiah, so that you might be joined to another, the one who was raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit from God. For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions that came through the Torah were working in our body parts to bear fruit for death. But now we have been released from the law, having died to what confined us, so that we serve in the new way of the Ruach, and not in the old way of the letter. What shall we say then? Is the Torah sin? May it never be. On the contrary, I would not have known sin except through the Torah. For I would not have known about coveting if the Torah had not said, "You shall not covet." But sin, taking an opportunity, worked in me through the commandment all kinds of coveting. For apart from the Torah, sin is dead. Once I was alive apart from the Torah, but when the commandment came, sin came to life, and I died. The commandment meant for life was found to cause death. Sin, taking an opportunity through the commandment, deceived me, and through it killed me. So then, the Torah is holy, and the commandment is holy and righteous and good. Therefore, did that which is good become death to me? May it never be. Rather, it was sin working death in me through that which is good, so that sin might be shown to be sin, and that through the commandment sin might become utterly sinful. For we know that the Torah is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold to sin. For I do not understand what I am doing. For what I do not want, this I practice. But what I hate, this I do. But if I do what I do not want to do, then I agree with the Torah that it is good. So now it is no longer I doing it, but sin dwelling in me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For to will is present in me, but to do the good is not. For the good that I want, I do not do, but the evil that I do not want, this I practice. But if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I doing it, but sin that dwells in me. So I find the principle that evil is present in me, the one who wants to do good. For I delight in the Torah of God with respect to the inner man, but I see a different law in my body parts, battling against the law of my mind, and bringing me into bondage, under the law of sin, which is in my body parts. Miserable man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God, it is through Messiah Yeshua our Lord. So then, with my mind, I myself serve the Torah of God, but with my flesh, I serve the law of sin. That was Romans chapter 7, which concludes the reading of Daily Bread for today. If you're reading the double track of Apostles this year, you would also read Matthew chapter 25. Thank you for listening, and I hope and pray that you have a blessed and beautiful day. My name is Sophia, and this has been Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom, until tomorrow.